Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Producers Podcast with intern Jocelyn, Mercedes, and JC. Happy Friday!
Happy Friday! Yay. I'm glad the Producers Podcast is back. It took a couple of weeks off and my life was not the same.
We've had a lot of events going on, Petapalooza, Spring Fling, all of that good stuff, but we had fun in the meantime, but I'm glad to be back here in with you guys again.
Well, you're invited anytime.
Thank you.
Except when we're on the air. No, just kidding.
So I had three things I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
So Mercedes, you had to face your fear with this week's Radio Truth or Dare and eat pumpkin seeds. How are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, it's all finally clicking. It's all clicking. This is why you guys got me that amazing cake for my birthday, because of the pumpkin
seeds. To make up for the pumpkin seeds.
It just clicked with me. It was terrible, but you know what? All's fair, and I got the dare this week, and I had to face my fear and eat the pumpkin seeds. I was worried it would not agree with me.
Yeah, because we learned that the way to eat pumpkin seeds is to crack them open like sunflower seeds and get the meat inside and then toss the seeds. You just, Cookie Monster style, just ate them all. And were the repercussions when they passed?
There was nothing yet, still nothing. But I felt very proud of myself. Like, I felt like I needed to do it. I felt like I was about to throw up, but I'm glad I did it, because now maybe I won't have such a severe reaction to them anymore. You know?
Come fall, when pumpkins are big again, will you have pumpkin seeds?
Probably not. But if there's ever a dare where I have to do it again, I might be able to do it
good.
A little easier. So
if
yeah, I'm doing okay, I think.
I'm glad. And there's no repercussions, so everything is all good in the hood. Okay, so this whole thing about you and songs not sounding the same, I see where you're coming from, but I want to offer a different perspective.
Okay.
Would you not say that songs sounding like other songs are like paying homage to older generations? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe they were inspired. Like, would you agree with that? Would you disagree with that? How do you feel?
I would definitely agree with that. That's like when Lady Gaga came out with Born This Way and it sounded just like a Madonna song.
Yeah.
I forget which one, but yeah, I think it's because she probably listened to Madonna a lot growing up and it was just kind of part of her and it came out to that. So I definitely agree with that. But I also feel like we're running out of combinations of musical notes together. So they're all just starting to sound the same. Don't you guys think?
I do. There was this, I heard something about Stevie Nicks this week, and that one of her big songs, she was listening to a certain Prince song over and over as like inspiration when she was writing the song. And the song really didn't sound like whatever Prince song it was, but she still felt the need to reach out to Prince and offer him credit on the song.
Oh, wow.
So I just want you to know, I was listening to your album or whatever over and over and over when I wrote this song, and I feel like some of that is coming out in my song. I want to give you some credit. He didn't take it for whatever reasons, but I think it was kind of cool that she
did
reach out and say, just so you know, if you hear your song, it's because, like you said with Lady Gaga, you were my inspiration.
But didn't he end up playing the guitar on that song that she went to him with?
Yeah.
Like, no, after the fact, after did that, he's like, well, thank you. Let me play the guitar on that song or something like that. Yeah, I think
too.
I heard that same story.
Exactly.
That's really cool. But I would have taken the credit if I was him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, didn't Ed Sheeran do that with, who was it? Vogue Escape?
Yeah, someone came out with a lawsuit and Ed's like, you're right. Put your name on there.
I'm not going to fight you on this one.
That's cool. And you know what's funny is I think it's perfect that you chose Stevie Nicks, because I totally relate Stevie Nicks type music with JC. It just
no,
fits.
Really?
Really?
Fleetwood Mac.
I saw Stevie Nicks in concert when she opened
of
the Park Theater.
Shocker. In other news, the sky is blue.
I was dancing around.
Stand back. JC's got one of those black capes that he wears.
And witnessed something very interesting that I've never really witnessed before. And I am going to throw a disclaimer out there. Everything's good. You both love each other. There's no weird feelings or anything. But I did witness you two talk something out over the air, I think, yeah. during a hot a three. It wasn't a fight,
the
though.
The brawl to end it all.
Yeah, that was the first time that's ever happened, like, on the air. Like, we will, if we have an issue with each other, we usually will discuss it off the air. But that, like, happened live, and it kind of was, like, it kind of tripped me up. And then I know it tripped you up a little bit, too.
I even told her. I said, even after we went to commercial, I'm like, just, you know, I told her, I'm like, I'm shutting down right now. I'm, like, I'm really internalizing this whole thing. I need to process it. But by what? By an hour later.
We were fine.
Everything was fine.
We had a lovely conversation last night. I mean, all is good in the hood.
We had a good conversation last night?
Do you remember us talking?
Oh, that's right. We did talk last night. Oh, my
gosh. For 17 minutes, too.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember hanging out
on the way home in the car?
I was. No, you were at home, and I was in my car sitting in my driveway. Because I remember I hung up the phone, and I just remember it jumped out. I'm like, oh, we just spoke for 17 minutes.
Yeah, I was sitting on the computer prepping for the show, and yeah, we're just chit-chatting. But yeah, that's the second night this week we've had conversations after...
Yeah, after 5 o'clock
hours.
At night, yeah.
Let's not make a habit of this.
No, let's not talk till Monday. Even though it's your birthday tomorrow, let's not communicate.
I just thought that was very interesting because I never see that, and rarely ever do I see you disagree on anything. I mean, besides the deal breakers, you know.
Yeah,
JC's
of course.
Always the opposite. But that was really cool, and I wanted to ask, like, what advice do you have for other people listening, or even for me? I work with you on a very close basis, obviously, every day. Like, what advice do you have, like, in terms of work partners, like, how do you get that chemistry going? Like, is it natural? Does it, you know, are there tips that you have?
I think, I don't know how you feel, but for me, it's two things. One, don't internalize it, because anytime I've internalized it with us, it's like blown up.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm glad you kind of got it out. So I did say something. And the other one is, like, you can't take yourself too seriously, because I notice when, like, if you say something like ribbon me, and I take it personally and, like, get really butthurt about it, it just makes things so worse. It's like everybody's joking. Just have fun with it and don't take yourself too seriously.
I'm the same way with you, because and not that you do it that often, but sometimes if I do take something personally,
yeah.
like, I'll be at the gym later on working out, and I'll look back and I'm like, why did you take that personally? Would have been funnier if you would have laughed with it and then added this to the joke,
yeah.
because it is funny.
Or come back at me.
Yeah,
or
just,
yeah.
And I remember something. I don't know if you remember this, because we had a lot of wine that night, but it was a Not So Silent Night concert a couple years ago. And we finished dinner and we're walking to the concert. And you turned to me and said, we're talking about how great our relationship is. And you said something along the lines of, like, hey, let's make a pact. If anything bothers us, big or small, don't hold it in. Just say it.
Yes.
Because that way we can work through it. And whatever the issue is, more than likely, we'll work through it within that day versus internalizing it, letting it build and build and build, and there's some big explosion. And I remember that night, I'm like, I agree with you 100%.
That was wasted. That was the wine talking. But I'm glad you remember that.
I was hammered. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea.
So, Jocelyn, if you ever have an issue with us, you have to tell us, okay? I'm not drunk right now. Like, seriously, you have to tell us. Let's get it out on the table, because we don't want anything, you know. We love this chemistry in this relationship.
It's much easier that way.
Awesome.
Now here comes the thing. She's got to tell
us
something.
I know.
What
do you want to say?
Number one, JC. No, I'm just kidding. Stop wearing plaid shirts.
Did you notice you were first?
I know. Mentally, she went right to me.
I've been holding it in for long. I'm totally kidding. All right. That's perfect. We're going to wrap it up here. Thanks so much for listening to the Producers Podcast, and we'll be back next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.